This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Do we hear Bart Scott?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
No, when I hand him my mic, it's when you hear him.
Here, take my mic.
Yeah, they heard your mic. All right, tell me this. Nobody saw Tampa Bay losing to the Washington football team, right? And every week we get one of these, and I think what we can see is just really it's weird because you talk about only one more game being added to the schedule, yet I feel like it's a lot of mental and physical fatigue happening at the same time because I think that these guys are playing football games, and they're looking like, man, look how much longer we got to go before we actually get into the tournament. And it's going to be important for these coaches to see what type of motivators these guys are to see if they can be able to motivate their team to stay consistent and stay the course the entire way. You know, so you see the Washington football team yesterday, and then we thought we knew everything there was about what was going on in Kansas City. We were ready to sit out the bat cave, right? The bat cave out, the bat signal. We're ready to put out the back signal because we thought that, man, Mahomes and the Chiefs are done, right? Maybe it's just been too much going to back-to-back Super Bowls, the disappointment playing that long. And we're like, okay, we're ready to crown the Oakland football team. Yeah, okay, well, losing to the Bears is admiration, right? We look up, and Patrick Mahomes throws for 5 TDs. Finally, he's attacking the 7-man box with a screen game and short game, which we thought that he would do all the time, but now they found a way to attack teams that are attacking them. And we look up, and they go from worst to first. Now they first within the division, 5-4, and right where they would want to be with having all the mistakes and trying to get the chemistry up. So what we know is we don't know what the hell is going on from week to week. I guess you wake up and every team that's in the lead is going to decide this is the week I don't feel like doing nothing. So this week you talk about the Ravens letting us down, and we talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers letting us down. Who's next for next week to lose to some bums?
Let me take the mic back. So with that in mind, of course, of the several games that we have to talk about, no, you're not on. It is not on. Yeah, so we'll just share. Two guys, one mic. Everybody gets that joke. Chiefs 41, Raiders 14 is one of several games that we are going to talk about here at the very beginning. We'll make this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And we start with Patrick Mahomes and whether or not it goes for 400 yards. Are you back on? There you go.
Mic check.
Yes,
you hear me?
Sir.
I just switched the mic. I just switched the.
You were in the wrong port?
No, I just
All right,
went.
So you're in. All right, so anyways, 400 yards, 5 touchdowns. Sunday night, a rout of the Raiders, who you said you started to believe in them and you felt like this would be a great game. Patrick Mahomes talking about how the Chiefs are starting to figure it out.
We obviously haven't offensively played the way we wanted to, but we've been finding ways to get wins. And so I think guys have been just steady with the process of getting better and better. I thought pregame you could feel that energy, and I think guys wanted to be on Sunday Night Football playing in a stadium like this against a team like that.
Well, maybe it was sort of that too, right? The bright lights. I mean, is that what it takes sometimes? A team like the Chiefs have had great success for a couple of years. They got off to a slow start. There were times we wondered, is this it, right? Is this going to be, you know, did the window close on the Chiefs? Their defense, you didn't like their defense. Mahomes was, you know, was the league starting to figure him out? Some of those throws that he makes at times where you wonder, I mean, it's a couple of amazing catches too that save him. But still, the Chiefs are back to looking like the Chiefs, at least for one night. And Andy Reid also says Patrick Mahomes certainly looks like Patrick Mahomes.
Pat's lasted longer than any quarterback in the history of the game without a slump. And so it's going to happen. There's going to be a little something that it doesn't go your way. And it's important that you power through it, stay confident, and you know keep firing. And so that's how he's wired. You knew he was going to get through the ups and downs just by the way he handles himself.
Is that basically it? I mean, think about it. His third career game of 400 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, which ties him with Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, and Joe Montana for most in NFL history.
I'm not ready to kind of declare that the Chiefs are back, right? I mean, they played the familiar foe with the Raiders. I just don't know. I need to see consistency because I saw that defense be able to stop the running game. I saw Sorensen, who has been getting barbecue chicken by everybody, seemingly figure things out. What was apparent with the Raiders was that the fact of Henry Ruggs not being there really, you know, hurt them. You saw DeSean Jackson with a big play, but then he gets the ball punched out, right? So you start to say, okay, well, you know, this team has an adjustment period where they have to figure it out. And can they still stay in contention, at least playoff contention, while they figure their things out? What we've noticed is every single team in the NFL has faced adversity. Some faced it early. Some is facing it now. And we're seeing who can really adjust and who's deep enough to be able to overcome some of these losses. Next up right now, we're talking about the Rams today. The Rams are going to be coming up. They're going to be without Robert Woods. And they're going
to
see if
what a time to get Odell, by the way. We'll talk more about that game coming
right,
up.
Right, but we'll see if they can overcome the adversity, right? Because he was a key person for them in the running game, mm-hmm. also in the short passing game. He's one of their tough guys. He's their Hines Ward. So let's see if OBJ, who's not that, if they can adjust and figure out a way how to, you know, distribute you know, those responsibilities.
All right, one more take on this game. Are the Chiefs now back to being the AFC it team after what you saw last night?
Nah, that's not enough for me. I mean, listen, the Raiders are trying to figure some things out as a divisional opponent. We've seen every team seemingly look good for 1 week. Their defense and offense were equally as well. You know, I mean, they took Waller away. They were able to stop the running game. We haven't seen this on this football team.
A terrific game.
Yeah, we haven't seen this from this team for a while. But you understand when you play divisional opponents, you kind of have an idea of what they do conceptually and how to take things away. I want to see when they play an opponent that's good that they don't know. I want to see when they go and play the Patriots later in the season. I want to see how they look when they go play the Patriots, who should be able to put a better defensive performance up than the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right, speaking of the Patriots, how about this game? Did you see this one coming? Another 40 burger. Patriots 45, Browns 7. The Evil Empire, is it striking back, Bart Scott? They have beaten the Browns. They beat the Browns by 38. They've outscored teams by 100 points during what is now a four-game winning streak. They've outscored opponents 150-50.
Yeah.
It's the fifth different four-game span where the Patriots have scored at least 150 points and outscored opponents by 100. I mean, to see the performance by this team and what they are looking like now in the middle part of the season, heading now towards the end of the season, or at least the back half of the season, this is starting to become that – like, if you look at this team, you got to say to yourself, uh-oh, especially if you're the Bills. I know what they did to the Jets. I expected it to happen. The Bills were going to answer. But the Patriots are coming on and coming on and coming on. And your guy, Rex Ryan, had a very interesting take about one of his former adversaries.
This is probably Bill Belichick's best coaching job he's ever done. I mean, he comes in – he recognizes the fact that, oh, as good a coach as you are, you're a hell of a lot better coach when you have really good players. So he goes out, spends $163 million, and guess what? We're starting to see that payoff. Hunter Henry, Judon, they're both playing their butts off. All right, Kendrick Bourne had a massive game today. So it's starting to pay off. But the way he's handled his young quarterback, you got to tip your hat to him. And yeah, right now, who's to say that they can play with anybody in this conference? So, you know, obviously we got a long way to go, but right now, what are they, third, fourth, maybe, you know, New England? And
hey, how about that take from Rex Ryan? That is from Organized Chaos, a podcast you can hear every Monday with Rex Ryan and my guy, Bart Scott. What do you think of that statement? The best coaching job that he has done, all things considered, and again, rookie quarterback and Mac Jones, who each week just seems to get more and more comfortable, and even though he's not lighting up he lit up the scoreboard, but he's not lighting it up.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
But he doesn't have to.
I tell you what, this offensive line is impressive. We thought they were going to have the best offensive line when they made the trade for Brown back, bring him back from Oakland, I don't know why I keep saying it, from Las Vegas. And, you know, now they're just bully balling guys, right? They're playing sound defense, and they're taking away what you do best. And this Stevenson kid, 20 carries for 100 yards. He's that physical in-between-the-tackles runner that he has. And then they're able to make sure that they add some things on with Brandon Bolden. And, you know, you look at, you know, Jacoby Myers, who I think is underrated, but Hunter Henry has really become that solid go-to guy, that especially in the red zone, that's able to be able to break guys down. And they're so crafty and so smart in their technique about how they do everything. But I'm still not ready to say, hey, they're better than the Buffalo Bills, because if you were to ask yourself who had the better defense, you would have to say maybe the Bills, because the Bills, you know, are, you know, the top. I think they're ranked a little higher. But, you know, the Bills don't give up anything, any real estate. They don't give any big plays up. Right. They have, you know, so many playmakers at the secondary position, whether you want to talk about White, you want to talk about Hyde, you want to talk about the, I think the guy Parkins or Perkins or something, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
Right, that guy.
Yeah. Number still, 21, Poyer.
Yeah, okay.
Poyer.
Yeah.
You think about Poyer. Like, I think that's one of the best safety duels in the game right now, and they turn the ball over. So it's going to be interesting, right, because when you come down the stretch, these games are going to be pivotal. They're going to play each other late in the season, and it's going to be for the division, I believe, because I think nobody's going to run away with it. Right, I think you know,
no. They looked like in the first 4 weeks of the season that they were deep in the rear view for the Bills.
Yeah.
Now they're very much right on their tails. Look at the percentage right now for ESPN Football Power Index. Bills at 97.7% to make the playoffs at 6-3. The Patriots at 6-4, 82.8%. Yes, this division is still up for grabs between these two teams. They will face each other twice, but the argument could be that the Patriots will probably be a playoff team, which, again, 4 weeks into the season, that wasn't a given. But we knew Bill Belichick and his defense would be better this year. What we didn't know is the offense would continue to grow to a point where they could put up 40 points.
It was a complete offensive effort. I think you couldn't single anybody out. The Browns have a lot of good defensive players. Have a great corner, a couple of good defensive ends, and a lot of other good players, too. And they brought a couple guys back this week defensively, but you know, I thought we ran the ball competitively, threw the ball competitively, finished drives in the red zone with touchdowns. So it's a good team offensive effort all the way across the board and in every area.
How content does he sound talking about his team right now? I mean, am I crazy to notice how satisfied he sounded after that game, which he normally doesn't do? He doesn't sound like that after every win.
No, I got
it. But he sounds really satisfied right now. Does that play into what Rex is saying? That maybe even he recognizes
the
job he's doing as a coach?
But he has to recognize also is we got a long way to go.
Of course.
Right, and listen, I think the Bills are going to win this division, and I think the Patriots are going to be fighting for that 6-7 seed to be like one of the wild cards.
Okay.
Listen, they still have Tennessee. Week 12, they got Tennessee. Tennessee, no, who's playing better than Tennessee in the AFC
Nobody.
Right now? Nobody. Vrabel has been often able. Remember, it was the Tennessee Titans that kind of broke up the whole Tom Brady romanticized about, you know, playing the 40 there. Remember, they went and stumped them, a hole in them in Gillette Stadium, and that was the last we saw Brady in a Patriots uniform. Then after that, even if they win that game and they get beat up, because you know that Tennessee game is going to be a physical game, they got the Bills the next week. And they have a late bye. And then they have, you know, Indianapolis, which I think they're going to be competing for that last spot. And talk about having to stop those guys from running the ball.
Man, the Colts,
then they have the Bills again.
Well, the Colts, yeah.
So those four games are going to define.
No doubt about it.
Who the Patriots are and if they get in. Because they can win those four games. No, they can't win all four of those games.
No.
But, no, they can beat Buffalo twice. It's hard to beat any team twice, especially a playoff
Fair.
Game. Tennessee and the Colts back-to-back-to-back. You know what I mean? I think, listen, so they can be there and they can not be there. That's why I don't want to even declare anything for anybody because every week I'm wrong.
Because you can't. You can't about the NFL right now. Mac Jones, again, he doesn't light up the stat sheet. 19-23. What did he start out? I believe it was like 9-10 or something like that. He was almost perfect to begin the game. 198 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Most important, don't turn the ball over, of course. They ran the ball for 184 yards, and they got the job done in all phases.
That's what happens when you play football like that. You score a lot of points and it becomes way more fun. You're scoring touchdowns and the defense is going out there getting stops. Special teams is making their plays. So it's just a three-level game, and when we click on all cylinders, we can be pretty good.
All right, meanwhile, like again, just quickly on this game, there is the other side of it, which is the team that only scored 7 points.
Tragic.
The Cleveland Browns, as Baker Mayfield, 11-21, just 73 yards, one touchdown, a pick. Now, again, he left the game with an injury, yet another injury
sure he did.
For Baker Mayfield. What do you mean, sure he did?
Call that the loser's limp. When you start losing, I bet you he would have gutted through if he was having a good offensive day.
Well, they are right now 5-5, and for Baker Mayfield, that clearly is not where they expect to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to look at it like 9-8 or 10-7 type thing. We need to take this one week at a time, to be honest with you. There's no other answer besides that. So got to find ways to win each week, and that's where we're at right now, and that's the reality.
They are a team heading, obviously, in the wrong direction. Hey, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. It's Monday. I don't know why I'm losing my voice, but I am. And we've got more football to talk about. Another game. Bart, I guess the Cowboys for 1 week had us wondering. But this week?
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
43-3. You said last week.
Potentially.
That Matty Ice, oh, he knows Dan Quinn. He's seen his defense. You predicted you had an upset alert on this game.
Meh.
Yeah, Matt is right because
it goes both ways.
It certainly does.
It goes both
ways. Dan Quinn's like, yeah, I know Matt Ryan. I know everything about him. 9 of 20, 117 yards, two picks. And the Cowboys just ran
22
all over
minutes of time of possession. Mm-hmm. The discrepancy is almost double. From how long the Cowboys are able to hold the football opposed to the Falcons? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like,
we thought the Broncos showed us the blueprint of how to beat this team.
I think they did.
Apparently not.
I think they did.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's only few teams within the NFL that has the personnel to run the ball, mm-hmm. that has the personnel to bully, you know, the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, listen, you know, once again, they answered the bell. They showed that was an admiration. And listen, this is a dangerous football team. CeeDee Lamb, I believe, should be all pro. I mean, he's had a breakout year. Dak Prescott, I think, even looks to him more than he looks to Amari Cooper. And we're starting to see the passing of the baton, so to speak, or the passing of the torch when you start to see who's going to be the number one receiver on that team.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, he is definitely emerging as Dak Prescott's favorite target. But when you're a head coach, you want to see how your team rebounds, responds from being embarrassed a week before. Mike McCarthy liked what he saw.
I think clearly it was the response we were looking for. You know, I think from Monday, the players were very accountable, went about it just the way you would expect them to. Everybody contributed today. Excellent team win. You know, we had a ton of production, and you know we were pretty much dominant there in the first half.
First half was really where you just saw the game completely change.
The second quarter, right?
It just was. It happened so fast.
29 points
in a quarter, and that's how explosive this offense is. That's how explosive this offense can be. And then defensively, even with all the injuries, they still find ways. I mean, they use Parsons all different ways, but. You know, Dak Prescott goes for 296 yards, so just shy of 300. But if you're a quarterback, like that 300-yard, you know, throwing game, like when you can throw for 300, that's a big deal. At 296, that would drive me nuts. I want to get one. Give me four more yards, man. Let me get to that nice round number. Two touchdowns, a QBR, by the way, of 93.4. Yeah. And, yes, Dak Prescott, what kind of team are the Cowboys?
Yeah, a resilient team, a team that's very aware of what we're capable of. And, as I said, I don't want to say last week just wasn't us. And everybody in that locker room knows that. And it left a bad taste in our mouth. And I think it's the taste that we need, as I said, to understand that how tough this game is. But tonight just showed that when we focus in, we take it one play at a time, when our heart and our minds are where our feet are, we're capable of doing some great things. And so we've just got to continue to focus on that.
Kind of lets you know, too, maybe he gives you a window into what happened last week against Denver. Heart and minds maybe weren't there.
No, they can say whatever they want. Denver, who went and got their brains beat in by Philadelphia, like, that was just a matchup thing. Like, Vic Fangio, that defense, stifling that offense, and then running the ball the way that they're capable of. We know that Matty Ice and this Atlanta Falcons don't even attempt to run the ball. You know, and then they do is Cordell Patterson,
yeah,
who's
a
receiver.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a receiver. So he's usually on the most time splitting time in the backfield and splitting time on the outside. And I thought if they had any chance, it was going to be because Matty Ice was going to throw for 300-400 yards.
Yeah, well, again, a great bounce-back performance for the Cowboys. So, of course, now we try to figure out where they are in the picture in the NFC. Because, Bart, as we're now 10 weeks in, picture remains unclear. All right, that's all Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Great job there breaking down all those games while they're juggling through microphones as well. But we got everything in place now. We're ready for you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So now how about this question? When should we start being concerned about the defending champs as we're talking about the top teams in the NFC? We will discuss that, of course, with your calls all coming up. But first, Bart is going to tell us about ZipRecruiter. Aren't you?
Yep, as soon as I find
it. Well, if you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the right hiring edge, Bart? ZipRecruiter. Next Key Marketing Manager, Aaron Harji, loves ZipRecruiter. It's invite to apply
feature. I know they have a feature. I haven't found it yet, but I know she says
they get my job posting in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I invite them to apply for my job. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/. Spell it out for me.
B-A-R-T.
That's right. ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/.
B-A-R-T.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Fourth and goal at the 1, 31 seconds. Handoff gets in! Into the end zone! Touchdown, Washington!
And he leaps into the stands, walks right on in. Washington is in control.
Welcome back. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage.
Free?
Yeah, free. Visit progressive.com to learn more. So again, another weird. We had a lot of blowouts. Like, yeah. Sunday wasn't had some good games. Was it a like we've had some great Sundays? I wouldn't call yesterday a great NFL Sunday.
It was a meh.
It was definitely a meh, right? Yeah.
And you're just trying to find out. You know,
we're trying to learn about teams, and I don't think we can.
Yeah.
Like your reaction to most of these games was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But. One thing that happened that I think was maybe the biggest surprise was Washington handing the Bucks another loss. Two straight now for them. Now they lose Chase Young, and that certainly hurts Washington. And I mean, here's a young talent that you absolutely love. But the Bucks losing by 10 is a bit, I don't know, like.
You know what was
that's one of those where you just, you're looking at it saying to yourself, like Tom Brady losing by 10. To Taylor Heinicke and Washington is not something on Sunday that I would have expected. In fact, it's not something that certainly that Bruce Arians would have expected.
Yeah, I love Bruce Arians.
And, yeah, he kept it as real as he could about his team.
First play of the game, we're shifting and we jump off sides. I mean, they don't even run a play and we jump off sides. That's just the stupidity has to go away if we're going to go anywhere. Oh, it has nothing to do with ability. It's all about execution and being a smart football team. We're a very dumb football team.
A very dumb football team, Bart. You've said many times, like in today's NFL, like there's just not a lot of smart players. But can it also be, though, we're in the middle of a season, this is a team that won a Super Bowl, and you just get sort of, now I'm not going to say complacency, like you're not looking to compete.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, just get me to January. Right? Like, does that happen when you're a championship team and you're a team that has expectations, believe in yourself, you got all these star players,
yeah.
And you're like, I'm not playing this team. Like, it's hard to, and I guess it's an excuse, but it's human nature. Can that creep into some teams and then you just do dumb things because you're really not focused?
Yeah,
Whereas Arian's got a point. His team might be just a dumb team.
No, you definitely lose focus, right? You lose focus on the fact that you know how long everything is away, right? So you got the extra game. Seemed like you've been playing forever, right? You've been in training camp since August.
Yeah.
Right, so now it's September, October, November, about to be the end of November.
Yep.
And you're looking like, man, we're going to be playing damn near to February if we're going where we're going to go. So, like, you have those laps. See, and Tom Brady doesn't because he's locked in on a whole nother level. He's about legacy. He's about being the best ever. Like, these other guys are just – they just want to get to the fun stuff. right? You know, it's like the fun stuff. Like, you know, like it's like going to practice all the time. The fun stuff isn't practice. The fun stuff is when you actually get to play the game. And it's like, man, we playing the Washington. And Washington's jacked up on Mountain Dew because, hey, we got the champs in the building.
And they gave him a game, remember, in the playoffs last year.
Yes, they
did. Game.
Yeah, Heineke, that's where we found out who Heineke was. Yeah. Right? But they're like, man, you know what? We got him again, right? So let's get him. Right, so now it's hard because every week you're going to get every team's best because they hyped up to go against the champs.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you're like, man, who we got? Washington? Man, okay, well, maybe I don't watch as much film. I'm going to relax or I'm going to get my head away from it. So, like, when you're supposed to be going to watch film, you're not doing the extra stuff. So then you start, you know, I can go out. We just got Washington. And you come in and they all jacked my mom doing. You're like, whoa, 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 man. They playing hard, man. And you're like, you know, because there's levels to this stuff, right? So you got the playoff hard. You got the Sunday night, Monday night hard, primetime game hard, and they giving it, they getting the playoff hard from everybody every time because they want to say, oh, we can make a name for ourselves, and they did. And I think Bruce Arians going to have to maybe start, and that's the bad thing, like I said before, on Organized Chaos, that's the bad part about running it back. Everybody's full, right? So everybody think that they know what to expect and we can just turn it on. And you get those light switch teams that think they can just turn it on. And don't worry, we'll be fine. We got time. We'll be fine. And Tom's squeaking stuff out. But then you guys aren't giving him much help. And it's even harder because he doesn't have Antonio Brown and he doesn't have Gronk right now. So guys that just make special plays, easy plays, even if the team plays bad, they can just overcome the X's and O's and just make a play, aren't there.
Yeah, Brady with two interceptions. One was just a bad bounce, but he didn't look sharp early on turning the ball over. And that certainly got things off to a wrong foot. Here's Brady on what went wrong.
We just never really played on our terms. So we played from behind the whole game, and you know, they played a good game. They had a good plan.
Now, again, as you said, Bart, the saying, you know, it's hard to eat when you're full.
Yeah.
And that's always been the question about trying to repeat as champ is can you stay hungry enough? Maybe if you're the Bucks, I'll get hungry once I get to January and it's winning time. These are the middle part of the season. These are the games where it's hard to get up, and you don't want them to cost you when it comes to playoff seeding and everything else. So those are some of the games we've been talking about. What games do you want to talk about? Anxiety Index was Friday, and now today we go Overreaction Monday. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your overreactions to what you saw Week 10 in the NFL with still one more game to go. Let's go to Gabe in Virginia on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Hey, Gabe.
I just want to talk about the Chiefs-Raiders game last night.
Yep.
I just hate it the way the Raiders, they did not hand the ball off enough, and they've got two pretty good backs. I know Rashard left the game later, but I think they should have handed the ball off more or even tried to get it to what's the tight end's name again? I've totally
Darren
just
Waller.
Forgot.
They tried. He dropped a couple, but
Matthew was all over him.
They put Matthews on him. They were bracketing him, so they doubled him, and that's the problem, right? Zay Jones is their deep threat. Because they have to try and send him deep because he's trying to replace Ruggs. But he's not really – remember, he's a guy that kind of has some off-the-field problems. He was in Buffalo before. And he's just trying – he's not a great talent. He's decent, but he's not a guy that's going to strike fear in the rest of the teams. So they start trying to use him as a decoy and run people behind him. Renfrew is like just an irky-jerky guy. He's a chain mover. He's not really a big home run hitter. So now your tight end is a home run hitter, and they put Matthews on him. And remember, Matthews used to play corner. Matthews came in this league as a corner, and he's adjusted and became a safety. So, like, that's a formidable challenge for him. And then they also put the safety over the top because they have nobody else that they fear.
I'll tell you what, too. The turning point, though, was Deshaun just losing the ball. I mean,
always happens. These guys are getting so good at punching the ball out. He never saw that guy coming.
Why did he turn, though? I don't understand.
Well, because he was turning, and he thought he was going to, you know, pivot out. Then he saw the other guy, so he was like, oh, let me go. Oh, you know, because remember, the ball went through the other guy's hands.
I know. It should have been picked.
Right, right. And then he caught it, so then he gathered it, and then he was turned around, and he was like, okay, let me go. Then he was like, oh, I can run to the far, because I'm faster than everybody. I can run to the far pylon,
yeah,
like he always does. He's the guy that always runs because he has more 60-yard touchdowns than anybody in the history of the game. And then when he gets them, he usually runs diagonal because he knows nobody can catch him. And he zigzags. So he thought, okay, let me get myself together and go the other way. And the other guy had already came up on his up shoulder. And he was looking at the other guy who had failed that was getting back up. And he punched the ball out.
Yeah.
Guys are so good at that, man.
Right.
Guys are just punching at the ball. I just wonder how many times, because we saw T.J. Watt punch three times and get a penalty because he basically missed the ball and hit the guy in the stomach like four times.
But speaking of Watt, didn't finish another game, right? Yeah, another injury with him and the Steelers. And, man, when you play Detroit, You play ugly.
Well, they didn't lose.
No, they did not lose.
How about Najee Harris? Really, dude? I understand Donovan McNabb did it, but Donovan McNabb did it when the rule first came in. Like, bro, you can tie. This ain't college where they start giving you the ball from the 20. After two guys get it, you go from the 20, and now you kick field goals.
All right, so again, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will continue, of course, with your overreactions on Monday with the calls. And also tonight, the last game of Week 10, Monday Night Football, you have the Rams in the Bay Area playing the 49ers. What reasonable expectations do you have for Odell Beckham Jr.? And a prediction that Bart made that sounds like it's going to come true tonight. All that coming up, but first, Bart's going to tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices require actual availability. Coverage and speeds may vary. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back. Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, Bart Scott. Let's do this on a Monday because it seems to go week to week, right? If you're going to write predictions down as far as Super Bowl teams that you think, you know, teams you can think make it the Super Bowl,
yeah. We
got to do it in pencil because of the way this season has gone. It's just incredibly unpredictable and it just seems to change constantly.
We damn near doing an etch sketch.
It feels like it, right? Let's shake it. So if we're going to pick three teams right now at the midpoint of the season, that you could say, I could see these three AFC. We'll do the AFC here.
Mm-hmm.
These three teams in the AFC, I can see them in the Super Bowl this year. Not necessarily ranking by what the records are, but teams that you, when you watch them, you know, like just the eye test tells you, yeah, I could see them. So you and I have talked about this. We both agree Buffalo, right?
Yep.
That's a team you could see. Eye test tells us they could be in the Super Bowl. We both agree the Ravens, Baltimore, right? We agree those two teams as well. And they both at the very top. It's the third team we differ on. You have the Titans.
Yeah.
8-2, top of the AFC.
Beat the Bills.
Yeah, you're right. Just
traditionally beats the Ravens.
They are just having a solid season, even without, right now, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I don't. I look at them as an aberration. Which you like to say that all the time. I look at them as an aberration. I feel like they almost remind me in some way, not entirely, of course, but in some way as the Steelers last year at 11-0. Never once did I look at the Steelers last year. First of all, you don't have Derrick Henry, and when it matters most, that's the guy you need when you get to the playoffs. Remember, we're saying get to the Super Bowl, not just be a good team.
Yeah, but just
get to it. How do you get there without that guy?
But the Steelers have never beat a real team. Like, they've beaten the teams that we talk about.
I understand.
They beat the Rams.
Yes.
Right? Who I'm sure when we get to the NFC, you're going to have there, right?
Yep.
They beat the Bills. Mm-hmm. Who you had. So if they beat two out of three of your teams that you
had.
They
beat them at full strength, though. They beat them at full strength.
Beat who at full strength? They beat the Rams at full strength.
Right. I'm talking about with Derrick Henry.
I get it, but listen.
You lose that guy, that's a huge part of your offense. I'm sorry. Their defense is – look, I don't want to take anything away from Vrabel or the job that they've done there.
Their defense has gotten much better since then.
I understand.
Their defense is on fire. All of a sudden, they got interior and exterior pass rush.
Here's why I don't have them in the three that I can see in the Super Bowl. Because I think, especially –
they've been knocking on the door.
I don't disagree. After last night – I cannot have a list without the Chiefs in it. I'm sorry. I can't. Not when Mahomes can start to look like Patrick Mahomes again.
So the Chiefs did it once.
And you're matter. Convinced. No,
they did it once.
They didn't do it once.
They did
no,
it once.
You, no, 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 no.
Who else did they beat that you
it's,
was like,
it's
oh,
not
wow.
about that. It's about, see, again, it's the
demonstrated. So you believe in their defense
it's
now?
I believe in their demonstrated performance over the last couple of years, which tells me when they get right, they're right. And they are getting right. And they looked right last night. Are the Raiders a terrible team? Are they a bad team? Are their defense bad?
It's a divisional opponent.
Oh.
You never know what to expect when
a divisional opponent.
Divisional
you're going to win. You're going to put 40 on a divisional opponent and win that easy?
Yeah, because you know them and you got better game plans. It's going to be interesting. Okay, we're going to see when your other side list come up, how you not having Tennessee. Then, matter of fact, didn't Tennessee beat Kansas City,
listen,
too?
Listen, man.
I think they beat all three people
Kansas
on your
City
list.
Kansas City wasn't where they are right now. I feel like
and
they.
And neither was Tennessee.
My eye test tells me I trust the Chiefs more than I trust the Titans. It's as simple as that.
Does the Titans look? The Titans just beat the Saints, who beat up another team that you're going to have on your list, which is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they beat out four of your guys, and you're going to keep them off. But they beat everybody that you think is good.
Yes, this is why we do these lists. Welcome back, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Tannenbaum going to join us at 1 o'clock. Chris Canty at 2. A lot of football talk today on what is always a fun football Monday. And we still have one more game to go in Week 10. That is tonight, Monday Night Football. And we'll give you a little preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You have the new-look Rams against the same old 49ers, would you say, aside from one season? It just feels like for the Niners, there's been more seasons like this than the Super Bowl year, right? It just, it feels like it just seems like a recurring theme each year. Boy, they should be better than they are, and they're not.
Is it 6 years or 5 years?
Is it five?
It may be five.
It feels longer.
So I know whatever it is, it's been, if it's 5 years.
Too long?
If it's 5 years, then that means they lost four out of the 5 years. They've been at the bottom of the division.
Mm-hmm. They're not. And if they lose, they will be because the Seahawks, after – we haven't even talked about that game yet. We'll get to that.
But, you know –
them losing, they get shut out first time in 10 years.
On Organized Chaos, me and Rex was talking. And he was like, yo, like, Shanahan and Lynch has fooled these guys, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Like, they gave him another extension. So he came in with remember, he said he needed a six-year contract. They gave it to him.
Yeah.
Right? So – he's only had one winning season since he's been there.
Right.
He's got rid of all the team's future draft picks for Trey Lance, and we don't even know if Trey Lance can play. So then you look up.
Whose phone is that?
I don't know. But anyway.
Somebody's phone's ringing.
Maybe I got a ghost phone. I don't know.
It's not yours. It's not mine.
Yeah. So anyway, when you look up, right, you look up like, okay, well, what team is this? And now we've just given this guy five more years with the extension. So he's going to be there 11 years. He's only had one winning season. And Rex is really, beat up about that. He's like, yo, these guys, getting an extension and they didn't really deserve it. Like, they've spent more time at the bottom of the division. But I guess the one Super Bowl is all you have to do.
Well, you know what, though? Again, and getting there.
That goes a long way.
And they were really close to, obviously, putting that one away as well. Well, on the other side of it, though, is the Rams, as they are really building up to have the season that everybody expected once they made the trade for Matthew Stafford. They add Odell Beckham Jr., and what timing was that? Because on Friday at practice, Robert Woods tears his ACL. Are you kidding?
That's
like at first it was like, how's Odell going to fit? How's he going to play? They have a ton of wide receivers. Well, now, boy, the timing is just amazing. But something you predicted is actually sounds like it might come true as Odell makes his debut tonight. It's really interesting.
I predicted it.
I don't know if it was Barstradamus. I think it was actually just you.
Oh, just me?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't really have the powers of Barstradamus.
No, but
you, I'll take
you might. Although Barstradamus is also pretty bang on Friday as well. You said, No, we're not going to do this. No, it's only on Fridays. You said that one thing you could see the Rams doing with Odell is having him return punts.
Yeah.
And that sounds like what they plan on doing with him is put him on special teams, take advantage of his speed and his elusiveness, and that is what it sounds like. So how about that?
And his strength, right? So this is the thing, right? When a guy like Odell Beckham comes and he wants to be selfless, it makes everybody else be selfless. So like if I had a guy that came in that I respected like Odell, I'd be like, hey coach. Normally I wouldn't even offer this. But, my background is I come from the special teams. I know I'm a starter now. I know I'm the highest paid linebacker in the league. I'll go out there when Odell's out there. Like, that's usually what happens. Usually what happens is when he wants to come be selfless, they want to make sure that he looks like a star. So you get guys that have a background at special teams that play at a high level but has graduated from special teams, volunteer, right? Whenever it was a tough punt, somebody to get on there, the coach would come, he would say, Hey, Bart, David, man, I need you, man. Like, this important punt. So me and David, I can remember like it was yesterday. Like, we were playing, and Jason Taylor, they had punt safe out there. And Jason Taylor had just went to the AFC Championship with us the year before. And he was sitting there, he was like, what the hell? He was like, man, this is the richest left side of punt team in the damn world. Like, what y'all doing out here? I said, listen, JT, it's a lot going on over here. But I tell you what, this is your last game. You're retiring after this year. The last thing you want is how your ass be getting surgery. You come over here with that BS, I'm going to chop the hell out of you. Come
right,
over
so
here, I'm going to knock your kneecap off.
Monday night tonight, Niners and the Rams. Small business protection just got easier. There's more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More progressivecommercial.com. Mike Tannenbaum joins us next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.